Yeah. Late Ill Kid at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. That's right. He knows what's up. You know what's up. We are here to talk about Cloak and Dagger. And I am so happy that we got ourselves a nice, weird, sci-fi-ish type of episode. But before we get started, I got a little bit of house cleaning. It's not going to be a lot. Usually I do a lot of house cleaning. Now I'm just doing a little. I want to say thank you for jumping into the chat. I want to say thank you for checking us out. Thank you for supporting the channel in any way, whether you gave a thumbs up, thumbs down, a share, a subscribe, whatever, left a comment. Thank you. I appreciate you. So without further ado, let's get into some of that mental mind state grabbing that was going on this episode. You know what? At first, I was like, they gonna go this way? And then I was like, you know what? I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all at this. Seeing the, I guess, the continuance of the toast and how it would play out was extremely cool. And this whole episode had a very Twilight Zone type of vibe. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. See, Nerd Soul Light is into it too. So, as you can see, he's down with it as well. Now, of course, as you know, through the whole episode, we get nothing but these pieces and glimpses of what I think Tandy's life could have been. Or maybe what it should have been, depending on the decisions of her mother or father. And we end up breaking ground in a way that I don't think that we've had an opportunity to do before. Now, with that said, we got her proposed life with, you know, her being a ballerina, all that working out. And that was crazy. Then we got her proposed life as kind of just like this engineer going up in her father's footsteps. That was crazy. And then you have this life where, you know, she's kind of like this environmental activist. And even that played out very, very interesting because of the person that we've come to know as Tandy. And each time that we see that, we continually see, you know, of course, Tyrone right there by her side, which is something that I really love, that even in her subconscious, in her hopes, her dreams, or her, you know, fantasies, whatever, she still, you know, got that bond where they are, you know, right beside each other, supporting each other any way they can. Now, big shout out to the chat. We got Aegon Lead. I hope I'm not screwing up your name. Your little homie is cool. Have a good stream. I haven't seen it, so I got to get out. Well, cool. I'm glad you stopped through. It's cool to have the be able to see into our characters' minds every now and then, unencumbered by how they might change it in a conversation, how they might alter it. Say if Tyrone was to ever say, you know, what do you really think about me? And then to see her kind of maybe fumble over her words. But in this, we get to see her mind state, you know, how she thinks about him, how she thinks about them together and what they mean to each other, and how no matter how great her life is or how bad her life is, they are always side by side. And I think that's something that's very important to the character building and the character growth and the character reveal of Tandy. Because they, you know, Tyrone and Tandy have gone back and forth a little bit on this, in this season, but to know that in her mind, she knows that he's always going to be there. And he truly is, because later on, we'll go and talk a little bit about, you know, of course, how he is there, but to see them both there, you know, whether it's in her mind, her hopes and dreams, or in real life, it's great to see because we know exactly where she's coming from. I did want to touch on the part of different pieces of like her hopes and dreams. So when you have the toast, when they're at the house, she's the ballerina. You have the a couple of weird moments. You have the moment where they go to the grocery store, which definitely got scary real fast because you never realize how fast these moments can turn on. You know, these moments will turn so quickly where it just seems like, yo, we're just running to the store to get whatever. And then it becomes a thing, you know, and so fast it became a situation where someone was getting shot. And it just became, it was scary for both of them and for watching it because you were like, yo, this stuff happens. And then also the moment when they're at the house and the father is with her mother, when she jumps out, don't hurt her. So having those moments let you know where those deepest recesses of pain truly are. And it helps us dive so much deeper. And, well, I'll touch on that in a second. It helps us dive so much deeper into who Tandy is. Now, with that said, we get some insight into who I'm going to call right now Record Man. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing his name, Record Man. So he's playing the records. He's got his white gloves on and everything. And he's going deeper and deeper into these thoughts, these dreams, these hopes to figure out how to break her. And you see Leah continually give her the sedative, I guess. And he's like, you know, something ain't right. You know, everybody breaks. And to see how he handles it, to see how he has this conversation with her about, you know, about despair and the fine line and how most people reject it, but some, you know, there's 10% and everything, and how he kind of, I guess, coaches or lures these women into despair, into giving up, into like just completely, you know, letting go of all kind of hope is very interesting how they do that. See what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm saying. It's very interesting. So how do we fight that? And how do we find her is something that I want to get to pretty soon. Big shout out. See what I'm saying? We gonna get there. But big shout out to Mr. Black Culture, Peace Big Papa, and Bad Boy. Bad Boy. You know what? Hold up. Come out and play. All right, we ain't gonna. Anyway, point is, with that said, now we get a reveal of who our villain this season is going to be. And I like the fact that we've met him before in a different context. So now we see why, now we see what, and now we know who. Well, maybe not all of the why, but we know enough of the why right now with Leah and Record Man, as I'm calling him. I also like to see continually how he keeps pulling at different threads. Like he pulled at the thread of the ballerina, didn't work. Cool, went down the engineer route, you know, with Mina, being at Roxxon, all that stuff, and then trying to figure out where they're gonna go from here. And it's like, okay, that doesn't work. All right, so what are we gonna do from here? So then he's like, okay, what if you were environmentalist? What if you were, you know, figuring out what we're gonna do with the, you know, save the birds, save the seagulls or whatever. And that doesn't truly work out. You know, so he keeps pulling on these threads. he keeps pulling on these threads that you never know where he's gonna go with these threads. And trying to figure out where she can break, what can break her, what memory is it, is something that shows how weirdly diabolical this guy can be, how strangely little nurse so light is he's letting go right now. So how diabolical he can be, and how diabolical, you know, the whole process of making someone give up all hope shows how dangerous a villain this guy truly is. And I like that in a big villain. I like that in our big bad. And with him and Leah, I think we have a good start on what we're going to have to deal with this season and what we're going to have to deal with maybe on into season three if they don't wrap it up, because he's someone who is ruthless, definitely ruthless, and someone who I think is a great, you know, like a, I'd say is a very, very good adversary to deal with, because even when she thought she was free, old girl was like, oh, snap, I'm still caught up in a matrix, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the Matrix, Inception, either one. He kept sucking her deeper and deeper into these thoughts, these memories, these hopes, these dreams that he would subsequently, like kind of break down and crush right in front of her eyes. And that's something that I think is great. Something that I think is, it's compelling. I mean, it's not great for Tandy at all, but I think it's compelling. And when you see what her thoughts are, you see what her hopes are, and you see where her heart is, you know what we're fighting for now. And that's especially important when we get to, of course, Tyrone, when he's like, yo, he's calling around, trying to figure out where she at, talking to Bridget and all that. And unfortunately, only to find that that itself is fake, but we know that's the type of person he is. So it's, man, this episode was compelling and strange and very Twilight Zone-ish, but in a good way. Even when he called out Tandy for her own stuff, when she was stealing people's hopes, like back in season one, you know, you have this very, you have this very enigmatic villain that's able, that he already knows. He knows all your wants, all your needs, all your thoughts, your deepest. So how can we beat him? How can we stop him? He knows what you know about Tyrone, but he doesn't know Tyrone. You know what I'm saying? So that might be where we can come through. Now, big shout out to Lotus Scala. Sup, kid. Nice to see you. You know what I'm saying? Me and Nurse are like chilling on some Cloak and Dagger. There's a point in this when I thought that we were out because of the way they shot it. That's why I say this is very Twilight Zone-ish. There was a point in here where I thought we were out. I thought we were done. I thought we were finished. And we found out, oh, snap, he just went a deeper level, son. So him shooting Tyrone really snapped me into like, oh, okay, this is fake. But with it being fake, having it be so real to Tandy shows how dangerous he is to your psychosis. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The man's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? They know he dangerous. They know he dangerous. We just saying he bad. Now, question to you guys. Of all of the memories that Tandy went through, which one do you think worked out for her? Which one would you have wanted to work out for her? You know, would have wanted her to kind of like become this, I don't know, engineer, maybe ballerina? Would you like her to kind of go the environmental route? What do you think, or how do you think she should have ended up? What did you prefer pretty much out of all of her memories and stuff? For me, I was surprised that we didn't get, you know, what I you know, because of course she's thinking about Tyrone. You know, she wants Tyrone to be able to, you know, survive and have his. But I'm surprised in the ballerina joint that they weren't together. It was him and Evita. So that's something that surprised me when it comes to her thoughts and dreams and all that stuff. Big shout out to Eric's Nation. I think Tyrone will have to go full into his darkness to find Tandy. There's going to be a way that he can find her. This is one thing I will say. They got a problem on their hands because whenever Bridget reconnects with her other half, whenever Tyrone finds those people that did it, you know, that put Tandy in that state, they ain't going to be happy. And I think this guy is a worthy opponent, but I think he bit off more than he could chew. I think he's in a whole lot of trouble. Lotus Scholar said the one where she marries Ty. Yeah, it's like, yo, man, I was thinking the ballerina joint was going to be a joint where like her and Ty got married. But I was like, what? Dang, Avita's there? All right, cool. I was like, all right, I ain't mad at it. I'm just saying I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting definitely, you know, full on her and Tyrone being together. But currently her psyche, the way she sees Tyrone is, we're just great friends. We've got each other's back. So we know we ain't there yet. Maybe we'll get there by the end of this season, but maybe not even until next season. Who knows? But the way they handled her and her mind, and the way Record Man's powers work, because I think that was what was really important about this episode. This episode, we learned more of who Tandy is behind the veil, behind the extension of the tough exterior. And we learned, sort of at least, how Record Man's power works and how dangerous he is and how he's getting these girls. And we learned exactly where he's taking these girls. What was it? It was like Motel Viking or Viking Motel. So we know exactly where he's taking them. You know what I'm saying? We know how his powers work to a certain degree. And we know that Leah ain't worth nothing. All right, Leah, she ain't worth yet. All right, I'm just saying, it's a family show, but I'm just saying, she ain't worth 2 cents. All right, she ain't worth 2 flies smashed. You know what I'm saying? But with that said, what, besides going into the darkness, besides having Bridget, you know, maybe come back together and help, how long do you think Tandy is going to be out of commission? You know what I'm saying? An episode, two, we got 10 episodes. We just watched episode 6. You know what I'm saying? We got 4 episodes left. How much longer do you think she'll be out of commission? That's a very, very good question. And knowing that Tyrone knows how to find people, I think we'll be able to find Tandy extremely fast. You know what I'm saying? We'll be using maybe some Loa, some Voodoo or something like that, and we'll be able to find our people. All right, we're going to find who we're going to find. Shout out to Lotus Scholar. Bruh, it's so evident now that they need a clue. They ain't friends. They are a couple. Every record was like, couples meet each time. Oh, man. Yeah, they was straight up couples. Like, they was couples in every sense of the word, except they won't like holding hands or something like that. Then you got, every time they looking at each other, they looking at each other so intently. You know what I'm saying? It's like they know they wrong. They know they super wrong. They know what they're doing. They playing around. Tyrone, he done peeped her out a couple times. All right. Eric's Nation, I really can't choose which alternate was best for Tandy because she's all those things, and maybe she'll use all those traits we've seen to becoming a great hero. Yeah, I'll give you that one, because once she's able to collect herself and fully kind of let go of her past, I think she'll be great. I think she'll be great, and I think she'll be ready to take on whatever her and Tyrone have to face together. Mr. Black Culture, the show is television therapy for the masses. Yo, straight up, this show is way better. I always say this. This show is way better than it should be. Like, way better. When they announced this show, I was like, okay, Cloak and Dagger, you know, what route they gonna go? I know of them. I don't know too much about them, but I've seen their powers work. I've seen them in the comics before, like 2 or 3 times. So how are they gonna do this? And then when they were like, they're going for some kids. And see, I said the same thing. I was like, kids? Well, maybe not kids, but teenagers. You know what I'm saying? Teenagers? I don't know. Then they said free for them. I was like, I don't know. But now that I've seen it, this show, and like I say, almost every episode, Freeform is killing it on this show. And this show is a lot deeper when it comes to characters and a lot stronger when it comes to character relations and interpersonal relationships than a lot of shows on more serious networks. And it surprises me every time. Every time it surprises me. So I don't know where they're going to take it, man. I don't know where they're going to go. Like, but I'm here for the ride. I'm excited. This joint gets better and better and better. And with nothing else but just dope acting. You know what I'm saying? Straight up dope acting and direction, yo. Let's see. Lotus Scarlet says, Tandy needs Ty to get her power back. How long that take? I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking like one episode because they only got 10 episodes in the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you got 10 episodes. Y'all going to have to get to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we ain't got no time to waste. You got to get straight to it. We ain't no time. Lotus Scarlet says, I think the ballerina, but only cause the white dress. She was scary. She was scary movie version. Oh, man. So you got that. You got a real interesting, I guess, play in her mind on this connection to dance that I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think we're going to get some more satisfaction with that. I think we're going to get a lot of satisfaction with that. I think we're going to get a lot, like a whole lot. See, there you go. Bam, right there. But I think we're going to get a lot of satisfaction with that. BP, what up, Solar? Nice to see you. He said they had to bring their A game. C&D was pretty much a dare comic. Oh, man. I don't know. I'll just leave it to you. I don't know. I've only seen them in relation to, like, kind of like sometimes with Luke Cage, sometimes with New Avengers. I remember seeing, like, Cloak and some stuff that they did. This is the early aughts, maybe. Eric Station said, I know that Tyrone will find Tandy because even though Ty is darkness-based, they're always light in the darkness. So maybe Ty has to tap into his light to find Tandy. Word up. All right, you know what I'm saying? Being able to converge with that other side. No doubt. You got BP said, or he can zoom in on her. I'm gonna leave that right in the chat. We ain't going there. Lotus Scholar said, dare to keep a kid off drugs. Oh, man. All right, can we pause for the cause for a second? The DARE program was one of the cheesiest things, but it was kind of like something you had to do, so you ain't had no choice. It was just like, yo, look, we got to do this. It kind of sucked. Everybody knew it sucked, but it was like whatever because we couldn't do nothing with it. It was like that was just how they did, man. The DARE to keep a kid off drugs was one of the wackest things ever. I think they were trying, but they were just whack in general. You know what I'm saying? It's like they tried, but they ain't know no better, man. It was whack. They ain't know no better. They ain't know how to help nobody out. With that said, though, you know what I'm saying? What about that bucket? You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep on that bucket, boy. That bucket was hot. That bucket was the hotness. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep on that bucket. That bucket was real. You know what I'm saying? You read some books and you get like a pizza or something. When you read books, bucket was hot. All right, like don't sleep. And a book fair where you got those sweet like erasers, bruh, like don't front like you ain't had the hot erasers. All right, so school was cheesy to a certain degree, but then they got some hot. They got some stuff right. Like they was cheesy to us, but they got some stuff right. You know what I'm saying? They did some things. They did some things properly. Big shout out, Big P said plentiful as she is, as in she's got plenty. Lotus Scholar said didn't keep me from gangs or drugs. I dared to go. Yo, Lotus Scholar, you know about that pizza, boy? Know about that personal pan? Oh boy, you know about that personal pan? Oh man, so that's hilarious. Yeah, that bucket is classic, boy. Bucket is classic. So with that said, guys, I'm gonna go. That's the show, man. We stayed in her mind the whole show. We learned about old boy, how deep he can get, and how sinister he is, and how, you know what, and just how formidable he's gonna be when fighting him the next time. Tandy's going to have a lot of problems with him as far as kind of like handling him, at least on it, on a bat matching wits, you know what I'm saying? Because he's been all up in her mind. But I'll say this, if he's inside her mind, there's got to be some type of exchange. Maybe she knows some more about him that he don't know she know. You know what I'm saying? Because they have some powers that are similar. You know what I'm saying? I'll say similar, not the same, but work in kind of similar ways. Solar said, dare to pay for college with drug money. Stay in school. Oh, man. So, guys, with that said, thank you for checking us out. Thank you for,
say thanks, man. Thanks for checking me out. Oh, I was kicking it all day. Yeah, I was watching Cloak & Dagger, and here is the baby's version of the review. Show is hot. Show is super hot. It was hotness. You don't understand how hot this show is. You got to understand that they went deep, deep, deep in Tandy's mind. All up in her mind. And then, on top of that, the dude was, he was dangerous. And then they couldn't stop him. But we know, oh, your boy Tyrone know. He know where they're going to get him. He going to come back. He going to stop everybody. That's right. He going to save everybody. Because he's a man. And then Tandy going to be safe. And then Bridget going to be safe. And we all going to be safe.
So, guys, thank you for checking us out. Thank you for kicking it with us. Nerd So Light is tired of live streaming, as you can see. So we're going to stop it right there. But we thank you for checking us out. Thank you for kicking with us. We're about 30 minutes, so we good on that. So before y'all get out of here, don't forget you can check me out at THATNERDSOUL online, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Subscribe to your boy. Shout out to the Patreon people. That's right, Tim I, Thought Crimes, your boy Enrique Carrion, all them folks. Love all y'all. Now, for y'all people that hit that thumbs down, all right? I'm going to send that record man after you, all right? I'm just saying. You saw what happened to Tandy. And you ain't got no Tyrone to help you out. I'm just saying. You ain't got no Tyrone. You better call Tyrone. But until then, much love to all y'all. Until next week, where I don't know what's going to happen, but something crazy going to happen. So y'all had to just stay strong and keep it real. So from us to you, we say thank you for checking us out. Thank you for watching us through Lil Nerd So Light doing his thing, spilling milk all over my arm. It's all good, because that's how we do. So to Solar Gray, Lotus Scholar, Mr. Black Culture. We also had, I think, Markeith Collins. Oh, no, that was the other day. Sorry. Aegon Lead. I hope I said your name right. Eric's Nation. All y'all, thank you so much for coming through, because I love talking about this show with you guys. It is straight up fun, because this show is way better than it should be. So with that said, Bippy said, I'm glad Tandy is getting her privilege check left and right and sideways this season. Yes, yes, definitely yes. So until next time, next week, y'all stay real, stay chill, and holla at your boy. Peace. Peace.